welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 437. Mike, don't stop.
436 yesterday. The lady is always right.
It's Groundhog Day. don't ruin the start of the show. I believe there's shenanigans going on in the chat. Naughty,
cheat,
naughty.
Cheat.
We're going to have some ground rules for this. We are. Right, it's not updating at my end. Oh. Shall we say that Renee is excluded from this? Let him win?
I'm the cheater. I open the chat and pretend I'm a champion. No, I open the chat early when I have a webinar.
Which you should have had today, but didn't.
No.
Mm.
No.
Ah, never mind. Okay, congratulations, Renee. Hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It is Tuesday.
That means it's bin day here. The height of our excitement. Yes, they came alarmingly early.
And the bin was full.
And I'm still sleeping in episodes, so I'm not quite sure what day it is.
I was sleeping in episodes.
Tuesday's a bit of a day, though, isn't it? It's like Monday's like, oh, I'll get myself organised. Tuesday, you're supposed to actually do stuff. Hmm. Anyway, how is the week going for everybody? Let me know.
Because I went to bed and then I woke up. Then I went to bed again. Then I woke up. Then I looked at my phone. Then there was a notification on my phone. Then I thought, why didn't I think of that?
Crying out loud. Which, think of what? Oh, good grief. Leave him to it. Right. My glasses are broken. So, I could be seeing and saying anything. We have no idea. Hello. Who have I missed? Jonathan says he's never cheated. Ah, but Jonathan, you're top of the leaderboard. You don't need to cheat.
No, what it was the business over the closed captions on the video.
Oh, gosh, is that still rumbling? Let me say hello to everybody and then fill us in about it. Hello, Paul. CQ, Deb, CQ. Renee says at least he's honest about it. Oh, yes, there have been times that people have not been honest about it. Oh. Simon's got the measure of you, hasn't he?
That's what I said, yeah.
He's not done that for a while, being honest. It's like I'm in the start of pistol and being in the race. Yeah, works for us. Oh, so hello each and every one of you. If I've missed somebody, then shout at me. Oh, better not say that in front of Renee. Took it literally, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, you fill us in about what happened in the night. Why you were up reading mail in the middle of the night.
I was getting ready for bed and looked at my phone and an email came in from one of the guys who was on the technical team at the Catanian I know it's a comedian conference.
Yeah. Freudian slip.
Yeah, Catanian conference at the weekend. He'd been asked to edit basically top and tail the recording, the Zoom recording, and they also wanted to put subtitles on. And these were the automatically generated subtitles, so he had the VTT file. So anyway, we kicked around.
You best explain that a VTT file is a text file which contains timestamps and the actual text of the subtitles.
Right. Well, you've explained that now. So
carry on.
I don't need to.
God, what a team we are.
So yeah, I went to bed and then I woke up in the middle of the night and as you do, looked at my phone and I saw this email from Neil, one of the other guys, and he said, YouTube does automatically generated captions. And I thought to myself, why didn't I think of that? Probably because I was rushing off to bed. Anyway, we've now decided that that's what we're going to do. We're going to upload it to YouTube and let that deal with the captions.
Because they're so accurate.
Well, you say that, but
they're
then,
not bad.
But then, you know, you look at what was produced by Zoom at the weekend, Pamela's Hardware.
Ah, now what I will say with that is, in defence of Zoom, they're doing it in real time. And YouTube aren't. You could upload a video at 6 o'clock and your subtitles not be ready till midnight.
Yeah. Well, I played my...
And we know how accurate their algorithm is, because they banned my last video.
True.
Anyway, I applied for a review and they came to the census. I am now off the YouTube naughty step.
I haven't finished my story yet.
Carry on. Just interjecting.
So, I looked at one of the videos that I had produced for the Catanians, and it was bang on. The subtitles were bang on. But that same video had 3 likes and 1 dislike. And seeing as it's an unlisted video and only the Catanians who went to the conference have the link, I'm going to write to all 840 of them and ask who it is, although I have my suspicions.
Do you know, that's it. You can virtually tell who puts a dislike on stuff. Well, People can be so transparent.
Most of the Catanians are that old. Not being disparaging about old people, but most of the Catanians are that old. You know,
when you say old, do you mean unfamiliar with YouTube?
Yeah. They don't know what a like and a dislike is. They wouldn't know to click it.
I wonder what this button does. I'll just click it.
I mean, what our current president said in an email this morning, it was lovely to hear your voice at the beginning of the conference. So it wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
No.
No, we shall create an investigation and we will discover who this was.
Anyway, then we had a meeting at lunchtime to discuss it on Zoom. And because I was using my work machine, I had my AZ background on. And one of the guys... obviously didn't realise I worked for AZ. He said, oh, AstraZeneca, I had Pfizer. So I said, well, I didn't make the vaccines, so it don't worry me.
There's plenty AstraZeneca vaccine going around for everybody. So I've been a little bit busy today, haven't I?
Yeah.
I think I had 4 sessions at one point, and you know what? I've reached critical mass. I now know what my limit is. 4 is my limit. But I did cope. I did cope. Oh, we even got some sleep. But like I said, in episodes. So I went to bed for about 1 hour and 20 minutes and then went back for more sleep later. At which point, during that sleep, I got up to use the facilities. At which point, Mike said, you know that session that you said started at... was it 4?
4 o'clock.
Starts at 3:05. No, 3:30, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought, for crying out loud. So I said, well, get me up earlier then. Toddles in, didn't start till 4:05. Not happy. That's 25 minutes sleep.
I saw that on Slack, Renee. I love it.
Which is...
have you seen it? Renee's posted a trio mug.
I will have a look at that. Let me have a look.
Yeah, go and have a look at the link.
I do wish these links were clickable, but they're not, and it's very annoying. Let's go have a look at it. So I paste it in, and you totally ignore me. Don't ignore me. Not good. Brilliant. Love it. Oh, I think we'll have to post that on Saturday. Post it in the group. There we go. Put it over there. So... Apple news today. Little bits of Apple news. Oh, hello, Anthony, by the way. Mike was talking when you bobbed in. These glasses are making me look like Eric Morecambe. I definitely need another pair. Only now the dog is sat in front of the drawer where the glasses are.
Well, I'll shift the dog. I'll take her downstairs.
No, leave her be. Let's see if I've got... you know me, when I buy glasses, I buy them in a packet of 12. Right, what strength are these? No idea. Let's have a look.
I want a trio and I want one now.
Is it bad when you can't see what strength the glasses are? Asking for a friend. Yeah. Oh, they'll do. All right. It's all right now. So I can throw these away. That's not going to work. They fell off earlier. And I thought, you know, what's with them falling off? Anyway, they were broken. So that's why they fell off. So where are we at? Oh, it's a good tutorial there from Anthony. You could point them to that. I love that, Renee. We had a very friendly president at Rubbermaid. I once heard once say to an employee, Rob, we could not do without you, but nevertheless, we're going to try anyways. Oh, love it, love it, love it. Yes, there was. Let me go find the page. No, I don't want the comms. I've already done the comms for the day. And I know it's day 436. Yes, we discussed this, didn't we? As a merry band, we discussed this. Air tags for pets. Well, Elevation Lab. Have we all heard of Elevation Lab? If not, let me know. They make kind of, they got started by making a dock for the iPhone 4. And it was so heavy. It was like an aluminium thing. And it was so heavy, you could lift the phone out with one hand. You didn't have to hold the dock down while you yanked it off the thing, off the 30-pin connector. I must admit, it was very nice, that. I think the problem with it was that you didn't think about back then. You were just like, I've got my shiny iPhone 4 and I want that dock for it. And it wasn't cheap and you had to wait because it was a Kickstarter. And then when it finally arrived, okay, it worked for the iPhone 4 and the 4S. But as soon as they started changing the connections and stuff and the sizes, you know, it was a heck of an investment and it didn't fit anymore. Well, since then, they've made loads of stuff. And today, it's like, it's a weird looking thing. Go have a look at it. It actually looks like it screws on to a collar. Now, I don't know if the collar's included, but it's for your pets. But I thought this thing wasn't supposed to be for pets.
It wasn't.
But I thought it would work, because like I said, how do you distinguish between that and a lost bag?
Well, you can't.
You can't, no. So they've set this thing up. I think it's about £20, isn't it? Oh, I'm reading this backwards. Elevation Labs, Kim. They have some very nice kit. It's not cheap, but it's very nice. So if there's something particular you've always wanted, I mean, I remember a while back I had my iMac and I had one monitor, an extra monitor, and it was on the left and it wasn't the same height. It was a good inch off being right. And I said to my mum, said, well, can't you stand it on something? And I said, well, there's some nice stands, but they're not cheap. So she said, how much do you mean by not cheap? So I said £65 for this like metal stand. So she had a look at it and she said, do you know what? That'll last you a lifetime. Buy it. And you know, she was right, because when I got my Commodore Amiga, there was no stand with that either. And the computer was a single unit and the keyboard was on it. So if you had the monitor behind it, the monitor wouldn't have been like raised up or over the top of the computer bit. So there was a stand, and I think that was £20. And £20 back in 1998 was quite a bit. And she said, oh, buy it, last your lifetime. And she's quite right, because that's still going as well. It was solid metal with like cutouts in just the right places. But what I did was, in the end, I put like a VHS video recorder under it when I wasn't using my Amiga anymore. And then after that, I had a DVD player under it. So she was right. So with this shelf, I thought, she's right, just buy it. You know, you'll buy a cheap plastic one and it'll break. Then I got another monitor. So I got another shelf. Then I realised it was the perfect height to put the network equipment under the switches. And then I thought it's the perfect height to put USB power things under. So I got another one. Luckily, by this stage, they come down to about £20. So it's that kind of stuff that they make. Really nice stuff that would last you a lifetime. But the problem is, it will last you a lifetime, but you won't be plugging that phone into it anymore, will you? Because that's not going to work. But they're definitely worth a look at. So you need some help with your black hole. I'm not surprised, Renee. TMI. Okay. You can't figure out how to get a Google Drive folder on the Finder sidebar so you can put a Hazel rule on it to get back to the black hole to work the way you want. Okay. A Google Drive folder on the Finder sidebar should not be tricky. You should just be able to drag and drop it. Do you have the Google Drive client installed? I do have that one. I do. Right, let me close all these windows so I can see the desktop. Oh, how do I have so many windows open? And two sessions going on, one on either screen and another on the laptop and another on the one behind me. But I'll get there in the end. Okay, right, I can see it. So, do you have in your sidebar a My Drive icon? If you do, let me know. Right, and then let's drag that Yep, that should work fine if that's what you want. Will Lola wear it? Lola doesn't wear clothes unless she's leaving the house, which I guess is when it would be most useful. I think the thing is, what's it for? It's to track the dog. What, if she's stolen? Because if she's stolen, they'll just take the collar off. If it's to track her if she like runs away and she's out of your sight and you can't see her and you're trying to track her, then yeah, that would work. But she's never off the lead. If she wants to run around off the lead, that's what the garden's for. But neither Mike nor I believe in dogs being off leads in like public places. You know, in terms of crossing a road or in a park with children. You've no idea what... Lola wouldn't bite anybody to save her life. But, yes, I know, that's right, you grumble. I'm singing your praises, so I wouldn't if I were you. But you never know what a child would do, or an adult, to a dog. You know, kicking at it or throwing sticks at it or something. In which case, you know, she could turn. Any dog could do that. So if it's a dog-friendly place where it's enclosed, then we might. But then by definition, you wouldn't need the tag, would you? And if it's anywhere else, we just wouldn't let her off the lead. It's a shared space. You know, and we appreciate that while we are huge dog lovers, not everybody is. And Lola's very friendly. Maya was very, very friendly. Maya was friendly in like a flying ninja kind of way, wasn't he? Mm. As he jumped up and put his paws on his shoulders, which he could with my mum. They used to dance in the kitchen. She would. She loved, was it Liberace she had on? Or some other piano thing? Well, basically, it was something like 8 to the bar. This is all musical and foreign to me, but Simon will know. And my mum would say, come on, 8 to the bar. And Maya would get up on his back legs, put his paws on her shoulder, and they were the same height. It's too cute. But, you know, not everybody outside veers a white polar bear-looking dog running towards them as a good thing. Mike and I would, but not everybody does, so we don't. So I don't think Lola would want to part with £20 for that, plus the 25 for the actual tag to tag her with. You know, that's £45 worth of dog biscuits going begging there, Jonathan. Right. Google Drive client. You don't know what that is. Okay, right. Do you have in your sidebar a My Drive icon? It looks like a folder. And when you click on it, it shows you in the status bar at the bottom, you know, your path bar. It says Google Drive, My Drive. Do you have that? That's a good... We can start from there if you've got that. Hello, Tony. The Google Drive client is a piece of software, an app that you download and install, and it makes your Google Drive appear on your machine as if it were a local drive. It used to be Google Drive FileStream if you were on an enterprise account, but now it's all the same. It's just called Google Drive. So that... you keep getting the backup and sync app. No, I'm pretty sure we're all now on the same one. Google Drive client, Mac OS. Let's see where we go. What have we got? Download Google Drive. Maybe it's not available. Can you just check that for me, Mike? Because I thought it was. I'm seeing what Kim's seeing, which is backup and sync. I thought they'd merged the two. For the simple reason that we did have Google Drive FileStream, and that's gone. And they told us it had gone because they were streamlining and we're all using the same app.
What am I looking for? Google Drive client.
Yeah, I've got Google Drive for desktop and it says for Teams. But then on the other side, it says for individuals, backup and sync. And you don't want backup and sync. That's not the same thing at all. Let's have a look at Drive
Google
for desktop.
Google's replacing the desktop Google Drive app with two new apps.
That was ages ago. What's the date on that?
2017.
Yeah, that's when they separated them. But it was my understanding they were pulling them back together again. That's what I got told, because the thing is, it automatically updates. And I found in my startup items, I was trying to start up Google Drive FileStream and it couldn't do it because it didn't exist anymore.
Google's terrible Drive desktop client will soon be replaced by enterprise version. Ding dong, the backup and sync client is dead. And that was from February this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, you're grumbly again. Oink. No, actually, she's not had that much today, has she? What are you doing?
Taking these down.
Oh, I thought you'd give me a dog biscuit for her. Because she's grumbling, which means she's peckish.
She wants to play.
No, give me the black one. Give me the charcoal one. Right, there you go. Now you see she's quite happy. Oh, good grief. The headphone cable's trailing across the room and she was about to put the headphones on. Right, okay, there is another way to do it, Kim. Back up and sync I didn't like. What I wanted was what used to be on Windows in about 2016-17. I was all for buying a Windows box. It was that good. That was the OneDrive thing. I want to see a drive on my computer that is my cloud drive. So you've probably got the pCloud thing installed, haven't you? A pCloud client. I wanted a Google one like that, etc. But some of them, like OneDrive, I'm not overly bothered about. I haven't configured it at all. So I use an app called Cloud Mounter, which we've mentioned, and I have a post-it note that's been transferred that says Kim would like to know more about that. Cloud Mounter is a subscription, I think. Now I'm grandfathered. It's not that expensive, but, you know, things should, like that shouldn't be subscription. Let's have a look. Now, Cloud Mounter would give you the opportunity to mount multiple cloud services of the same kind. Now, why that's important, if you've got two Dropboxes, because you can have multiple Dropboxes with like 2 terabyte, 2 gig in each, can't you? Or maybe you've got like one for your mother, like Mike has. You can only mount one instance of each cloud service in its own application. But in Cloud Mounter, you can mount 5 instances of OneDrive if you want. And you can just unmount them, whereas with the client, it's like it's either mounted or it's not. So Cloud Mounter is your friend. There is another one called ExpandDrive. And I did find yet another one the other day, which I'd never heard of. Let me see what it says about the price of Cloud Mounter, because that's the one I use. I did do some serious testing and it came out on the side. It's £25.99 a year. So that's probably about $24.99, which is all its money, isn't it? Because I paid for it like once ages ago. Let me see. Did I make a note of it? Remote cloud. Mountain dock. Now, that's even more expensive, but I presume it's a one-off. Yeah, it's not a subscription. So what these applications let you do is mount cloud services. Now, it could be Google Drive, it could be Dropbox, it could be OneDrive, but it could also be a mount point on S3, or it could be an FTP. So that's why I use that instead. $38.99. I'd probably pay $38.99 for it. I've not tried that one in particular, but if you're not interested in a subscription, then it's an alternative. Once you've got it mounted, you can add anything you want to the sidebar. So unless we can find this Google client, there should just be Google Drive, not Backup and Sync. I'll send you the link. It is called Mountain Duck. But like I said, I've not tried this one. I'll send you a link to the one that I have. So that one there is Mountain Duck. And the one that I actually use is, oh God, the search in here is shocking. Cloud Mounter, which is that one. Now you can buy Cloud Mounter direct. This is an App Store link that I'm putting in. So the second one is the one that I do use, and I couldn't live without that. Oh, it would be bad. I needed to log into an FTP account the other week. The air was blue, wasn't it, Mike?
It was.
Bad words were said. Yeah, but that was because they forced upon us, didn't they, an entire new system where you had to recreate the accounts. Mm. And they hadn't been recreated, so I couldn't log in. Bad news. Hello, Tracy. Oh, news for Tracy. Right. Tracy, you're paying attention. Right. Did you mention, or was I drinking something I shouldn't have been? Did you mention having text expansion work in Parallels. That's my recollection. And if so, was it Text Expander or was it Typinator? Let me know. I don't know then with this Google Drive thing. Have they just not deployed it yet? Because they did make changes, didn't they, in February?
Yeah.
But the thing is, because you're logged into Google, it's showing you all like the admin workspace for Enterprise, which is where our stuff is. Oh, here you go. Just coming changes. Right, where did that disappear to? There we go. Google Drive file stream is now called Google Drive for Desktop. Later this year, we will unify our sync clients and bring features from backup and sync into Google Drive for Desktop and create a better user experience. But it doesn't say when. Oh, hang on. No, we've got a why. Nope, doesn't give a date on that. It was copy-paste into VMware Fusion. Oh, no. No, I mentioned it, Tracy, because I got an email today about an update to Typinator. And I can't say I thought Typinator already worked with VMs. But they've added that feature, so no, wrong thing then. It was copy and paste. This was text expansion into. But, you know, if that's of any use to you, Typinator now supports it. But I don't know if it was Fusion or Parallels. Let me get the mail up and have a look what they actually said. Right. Do you know the email is coming into my inbox faster than I can empty it? Typinator, where have you gone? There we go. It's that one. Typinator 8.8 improves compatibility with many third-party applications as well as Apple's latest macOS version, Big Sur. The new version now works with Parallels 16 and adds preferences for options for expanding abbreviations in LaunchBar's input window and Alfred's search field. Yay! We've all wanted that for ages. I used to have to pass around the secret sauce. There was a terminal command. It's only taken him about 2 years to add a preference, which proves the fact I was right in the first place, as ever. That people did want to do that, but that all he was hearing from was people who didn't want to do that. And I actually just said, would it be possible to make it an option? And he gave me this secret sauce. But it has now arrived. Right, Typinator 8.8 can also import CSV files containing text expander snippet groups and improves the import of ACL files from Microsoft Office. Good grief, ACL files. They were a while ago, weren't they? The autocomplete lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked blank then. It furthermore increases the reliability of expansions in Telegram and Telegram Lite, Anki, and the latest version of Microsoft's Edge browser. That's good, because I use Edge browser, not as a browser. Edge has this ability to make site-specific browsers within Edge, and they look really nice. They're as smooth as anything. So I have Rome Research hosted in that as my Rome thing. I obviously have a Rome page open in Vivaldi, but most of the time I just want to get to Rome and only concentrate on Rome and not see 50,000 tabs down the side. Blah, 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 blah. Upgrade your software and license if needed. Now, obviously, the issue with Typinator is it's a per machine license, but it's one that, like, I just say to Mike, there's an update out, and he says, bye. It's an instant buy, that. What I've just realised is, this is going to be ridiculous, isn't it? I only got one copy of that email, which is fine. Only when I say I got one copy of that email, it's actually addressed to my mother. I never took her off the mailing list. It's her email address, not mine. That's interesting. Where did mine go? No idea. That's why I never took her off it. Belt and braces. That way I definitely get to see it. Isn't even in the spam. Just didn't arrive. Not happy with that. So no, that's not what Tracy needed. Okay, my bad. It's hard to imagine laying drunk. Legend does it. She once said she liked white bezels after a few whiskies. No, no, no. I have drunk in my time, but I'd given up by the time I was 18, which is the legal age you can drink in the UK.
I just started.
You just started and you were staying with it, were you?
Yeah.
No, it was because my drink of choice, I like things sweet, and I didn't find alcohol that nice to taste, to be honest. But if I were having one, it would have been a vodka and Russian. And that I did actually quite like. But it was Christmas 1985. And my dad doesn't drink either. Didn't drink. My mum didn't drink. But my mum would always have what we call... I don't know if this is a proper name.
Past.
What's the problem, Lola?
There's cable in the way.
Well, get it out of the way. I can't move. No, mum and gran would have what's called a snowball, which is like Advocar with something in it. I don't know. But that was my gran's tipple. And mum would have one with her. My dad would only have like a lager on Christmas Day, something like that. And this particular Christmas, gran wasn't that well. Dad had had a couple of lagers. Mum didn't drive to start with, so she'd had a snowball. And in the evening, the next day, in the small hours of the morning, basically, my gran got taken to hospital and no one was sober enough to drive except me. And I just decided I wasn't drinking. So I said at that point to my mum, I'll never drink, because you never know when you might need to drive. You might have no intention of going out and driving, and then somebody could just drop in front of you and you need to get them to a hospital. And I know what you're thinking, call an ambulance. Yeah, but the last time we did that, he said, can you get yourself here? Because we haven't got one. So I always work on the principle, it's safer to be sober. Safer to be sober. You do need a text expander substitute for iOS. A text expander is the only one I've ever heard of on iOS. In what kind of thing do you want to do with it? And that's not a silly question. There are quite a few applications that where you can have like multiple pasteboards, I think they would call them, multiple pasteboards. And that might work, but it's not quite the same as having like, although actually, maybe it could do it. Some of these, something like Yoink or Gladys, they do have a keyboard that you can switch to. So if what you want is to paste in frequently used things, one of those might work. But Text Expander is the only one I've actually heard of that's actually text expansion on iOS. I don't know when Apple are going to build this in, because if they're pitching this thing as a real computer, could it possibly do real computery things? Thank you. That would be rather good. Instead of which, you know, you think about out of the box, not much in the way of clipboard use, is there? It's so primitive. Mind you, having said that, it's still like that on the Mac, isn't it? They haven't added it. There's just apps to do it. But the architecture of the iPad ecosystem just doesn't allow for it. Simon wants multiple iOS clipboards. You don't think it can do it? Well, it can, Simon, up to a point. It isn't a case of you copy, 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 and it automatically goes there. So loading them is the issue. There's some dirty hack workarounds, but they are dirty hack workarounds, I'm afraid. They're not proper at the moment. Vodka and Russian is great, says Simon, but it depends on who the Russian is. Russian's quite sweet. It gives it a nice flavour. I remember it well, but it was a long time ago. And now we're not going out driving anywhere. I could have that, couldn't I? But I've just not felt the need to turn to alcohol yet. Do you know when that'll happen? When all this is over and it's like, right, you're coming out. You're coming to this event, you're coming to that event. And I'm like, no, I'm quite happy where I am, actually. Then I'll take to drink.
Oh, I saw Rob tonight.
Rob who? Catanian Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't they going out to some flower power event?
He asked me about it.
And what's he asking you for?
He was asking if I was going. I said no.
As you backed off
to
your statutory 10 metres distance.
Yeah. Well, he didn't try to shake me hand or anything. He was quite sensible.
For a Catania?
Yeah.
Because I'm noticing the quite sensible there. Quite sensible for a Catanian. Oh, Advocar is a Dutch name. That's a point, yes. I always think of that, Mike, whenever I think of him. Oh, Advocar, lime cordial and lemonade. No, I think what they put in it, there was Advocar in it, and there was certainly something, it could have been lemonade. But Mum I don't know where this idea came from. Mum would put some ice cream on the top and it would kind of like melt into it. I never was tempted in the slightest. It's like, it's all right, I'll have a glass of water. But that's just because I'm weird. Gran loved it. She absolutely loved it.
You're weird.
Apparently I am.
Yeah.
But in my course, we had to progressively summarise a document. And I read reading this document thinking, wasn't something I don't think I would have stumbled across it. But it was basically saying people that are weird. So we rabbited on and I'm like, you know, like the dog. And then he made a point, which was, if you are weird, and by weird, he was saying, like, you know, you like your own company and you're quite happy.
You
like,
don't conform to society's norms.
That pretty much sums me up, doesn't it? That could be my middle name or my tagline. Yeah, that. But if you don't, you know, people think of it as limiting. But then he went on to explain, what if you've got somebody who did? You know, that they went to school and they went on to grammar school and then they went on to A-levels and then they went on to university and now they are a practicing dentist. And I thought, good grief, this sounds like my cousin. And then the next line was, but they're not happy. And I thought, it is my cousin. So they decide that they're going to give it all up and go beach bumming for a year. And I'm thinking, yeah. But, and at that stage, even though traditionally they have not been viewed as weird, that they've had like a progression that people can understand, then they're more limited than you are because you're already weird. So no one would say anything more than they're already saying about you if you decided to go beach bum for a year. But somebody who is seen as not weird, who has followed a straight path, they will then get it in the neck. And I thought, yep. And do you know what? People are the problem. It's other people that are the problem. So it was all for weirdness. So yeah, I was quite happy with that in the end. I thought, I'm liking this article. Excellent. For crying out loud. Would you like to join a breakout room? Do I look like I have the capability to join a breakout room at the moment? No, didn't think so. Right, so what Tracy wants
is... You're not weird enough for a breakout room.
Oh, I can't be doing the breakout room. No, it's like, honest to God, 10 days into this course, it's like, please, no, not another breakout room. I thought they'd had an edit that people have got... this is a thing. It's like PTSD. Breakout room fatigue. Yeah, it happened to me after about 30 seconds, but that's just me.
The Catanians don't mind it.
I want to see my friends.
I want to chat. I stay out of it.
Oh, it does me head in. Oh, you see, we've got the Mac biters, maybe they don't.
I'm not going to be able to do that anymore, am I?
No.
If I'm not hosting the meeting.
No, we can do an early dart.
Yeah, that's true.
Things to do, people to see. Well, no, leave it at things to do. Don't mention people to see. Right, Tracy wants simple formatted text substitution, not boilerplate. Like a quick email signature or the company VAT invoice data. Would that not be doable with the standard built-in stuff? So, on your phone, in fact, it goes across your Mac, I think. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, I've got my email address.
I've got my email address in it. So, it's in text something.
I did have. Where do you set it up?
It's in...
Because I like to set it up again.
Keyboard. It's in keyboard, isn't it?
It's off general.
I wish they'd stop moving stuff around. Right.
Text replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't got any. I did have.
Well, they probably got lost in the thing, didn't they? Why?
Well, they shouldn't do if
it's
synced.
Text.
Let's create one.
There we go. Text replacement. All right. Text replacement. Actually, good grief. Where are all these come from? I've now got...
You mean you've got some?
I've got loads of them. Where have these come from?
They used to be OMW on my way, and that was it.
No, I've got Camtasia, that is correcting from a lowercase to an uppercase. I've got DevonThink that's correcting. I've got two email addresses. So one is my email address, and then the other one is my email address in lowercase. So it's mainly corrections that it seems to have added, but I don't think I did these. No, I don't think I did these on it. But that would that do? Would a text substitution do it? Go into your phone preferences, pull down the search, type text replacement and go have a look. You should have at least one, which is OMW, on my way.
No, I haven't got OMW.
Oh, I have. That's still in there. That's just a simple thing, though, but it could be used as autocorrect. I mean, I know it's a bit primitive. It's not an app. It'd be far better if it was, but...
I can't have ME as my email address, can I? See, that's where we need a section key. So I've gone for the square bracket.
I like something that's actually on the keyboard. So I just use EMA.
EMA?
EMA, as in email address. And EML, lowercase. Because they're only suggestions. They don't automatically autocorrect. You have to tap them from the bar.
Oh, okay.
That might work for Tracy. Don't know. Oh, Kim's found Clown Mounter 4470 with lifetime updates for only one PC. You should be able to. Who's the payment provider? If it's Paddle, you can deactivate and reactivate. It's honestly staggering how often dentistry comes up in this little group. Simon has learned more about teeth here than anywhere else in the rest of his life, even at the dentist. Ah, well, not all bad then, is it? Oh, Renee, nicely done. Even my Apple Watch has a crown. Built-in doesn't do several lines. That's not good. Why did I think it did? What on earth have I been using? Would Yoink do it? Is Yoink the one with the keyboard? Let me have a look. Now I need a notes app. You know when I look at my thing and I think I need a notes app, and obviously I don't need like a real one. It's like, where's Apple Notes? Don't be ridiculous. Oh, I know, Simple Note. Let's keep it simple so it's just text. Right, let me add a note. God's sake, now it wants me to verify my email address. Crying out loud. Right, verify your email. Yes, it's still me. Still me. Ah, oh, bad words are going to be said. I don't want to do that. I'm already there. Right, okay. So I've got a new note. Right, down in the corner. Yeah, this would do it for you, Tracy. If it's that kind of boilerplate, that's exactly what I've done with it. Now, it's not putting that one in there because it's RTF. But if I go back... Do you have Yoink, Tracy? Let's start with that. Oh, heavens forbid. Oh, let's try Pages then. I took half the apps off this phone and that included Evernote. I need something that I can do my RTFs in. So, right, let's do that. Let's do that. And does it work? So, like an email signature or something like that, but it's multiple. Try it. Best wishes, Elaine, on two lines. Okay, right, let's try that. Well, do you know, I can see that that is there and I can select it and I've got an entry. And you know, it's still not putting it in. How totally bizarre. Double clicking doesn't do it. What the heck is going on here? How do I get that in there if I've selected it? Aha! Yes, Yoink will do it. Yoink will do it fine. Although I'm not sure why the format isn't coming in, but that's a whole different business. Right, what Yoink does, I mean, I've demoed it before. Yoink is like a holding area for information. So, right, you add items to it. It could be photographs, it could be text. Like this one says rich text with attachments, RTFD format. So you put all of the items, so basically your expansions across multiple lines in Yoink. And then when you come to use them, when you come to want them back, you wherever you are that you want to use it, so I'm in Pages, wherever you are that you want to use it, your keyboard in the lower left-hand corner has a globe on it. And when you tap the globe, there is a keyboard there. There are extra keyboards. So there used to be an emoji keyboard. There was all different kinds of keyboards. And Yoink has a keyboard. So once you've enabled that keyboard, you can then tap, you can see the text and you can tap on an icon and it will insert it. So I've inserted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 lines of text and everything looks absolutely perfect. So try Yoink. There are others. There's Gladys. I think there's one more. But Yoink's been around the longest and I can confirm that Yoink will actually do that, Tracy. You would just have to open a document that's got it in, copy it to Yoink, and then save it as an item. And then after that, you can do whatever you want. There's multiple, you can have images, you can have items you've taken today, you can see just the text ones, and you can do these RTF ones that have got format in them. And then all you need to do is, when you come to put it in, to me, it would make sense that you type it, you know, that you tap it, maybe double tap it. But there's a tiny icon in the top right-hand corner, and you just tap that and it inserts it. Which is grand. I'm just wondering, could you also... No, not drag and drop it, unfortunately. So it's a dedicated keyboard, which is pretty much how Text Expander works, isn't it? Right. Ultima for Cloud Mounter. Yeah, I think that's who it's from, isn't it? Let's have a look. Let's go and have a look. Mine's from the App Store, but I think I've got it direct from them as well. Not sure. Let me have a look. Cloud. Oh, I have got it from them because I got a lifetime license, same as you're talking about. Only Mike was savvy enough to put them in and I wasn't. Mike hasn't put the mind you, it'll be the same date, won't it? So if I do the Stack Social thing for Cloud Mounter in my mail app, maybe I will be able to see what it's got up there as well. So let's do that. Okay. Stack Social, Cloud Mounter in 2019. It was near Christmas. Oh, I'd have to dig the mail out. It's not finding it with that. But you should be able to transfer it. Well, did you transfer it? Did you set up Cloud Mounter on your Mac?
Yeah.
Using your license from 2019? The lifetime one?
I think I did.
Because I was sure when it said lifetime one computer, it gave you 2 activations.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Well, have you got it on both machines or did you have to deactivate it on one?
No, it's on both machines.
There you go, Kim. It works on both machines. Oh, so hopefully that solved that problem. Were we problem solving tonight? Why's the chat stopped? The chat has stopped at Ultima for Cloud Mounter.
That's because nobody's chatting.
I've never deactivated it.
Are we still broadcasting?
As far as I can tell, we are. There we go. Yep,
Sarah's
coming. Hello, Sarah.
Right. I don't have to test the chat then.
No. I've activated it on more than one machine and Mike has too. So I think it's 2 at a minimum. So hopefully that'll work for you. Right, Tony's just put his company address and the contact details. The way he said via general keyboard. Came out over 3 lines when pasted in via the shortcut. Oh, so it does work. I can't let me have a look. Have I got any multi-line ones? I don't think I have. I think most of mine are corrections in the system because I've got other ways to do it. But I figured it should work. Let's have a look. Is it an option? Let's have a look in there. That's where your keyboards are as well, your multiple keyboards. Right, so that's the actual text replacements. One-handed. Is it an option? No, it isn't an option. But hey, Tony says it works. I'll go with Tony. Give it another go. They might have improved it. They may well have improved it, which should be good. Usually they just make it more of a mess. Tony's now going to spend all night setting up shortcuts for text. Yoink is good, particularly if you want to put graphics with it or make it RTF. But the built-in stuff, at least, it's synchronising at the moment. Because I didn't create all those. They're probably created on the Mac when I've said, like, autocorrect. And it's done it. I've had good use with Cloud Mounter. The first one I used that did that job was Expand Drive. And it worked, but you had to be quite careful with it. You couldn't really treat the mounted drive as a local drive. In all way, shape and form, it looked like it. But if you started trying to transfer a huge amount of data, it would die a death. So after it died a death once too often, I thought I'm going to do a test side by side with Expand Drive and Cloud Mounter. And Cloud Mounter, you know, what I was doing was taking like 500 gig of data and trying to push it up to the cloud and see if it broke. And it didn't, but it did on Expand Drive. So that was how come I ended up on Cloud Mounter. Even if mine stopped working and I had to go subscription, I would probably pay for that. Because it drives so much of what I do, meaning I don't have to go into FTP and I don't have to go into somewhere else. So that's the way I would go. And then the other reason for that is, one, because there's so many things that I do mount like that. But the other reason is... I may need at time, and at the moment it hasn't happened, but I may need at times to mount multiple instances of a particular service. So my dad had a Dropbox and I just left it there. So if I want to be in my Dropbox and his Dropbox at the same time, then you're going to have one that is like the standard Dropbox app, and then the other would have to be mounted another way because you can't do that multiple times. You can't access multiple cloud instances of a cloud service with their app, which is so short-sighted, particularly with OneDrive, because OneDrive give you access to 6 terabytes in 6 separate accounts. Then what do they expect you to do? Log out and log in multiple times? That's ridiculous. So that's my use for it anyway. So that's Tony's evening sorted out. Anyway, I need to find the Cloud Mounter license now, you know. Why isn't mine in there when Mike's is? I will get in trouble. Right, Cloud Mounter license. I don't think I actually use that one. The reason that I bought it, because I've already got the one from the App Store, I bought it really because it was cross-platform. There was a Windows version as well. And while I wasn't using the Windows version, just in case... I think at the time I paid about $18 for it. So I decided it was a worthwhile investment. You had to push one word onto the second line. If that one... Oh, there you go. Simon says it's on setup. So perfect. Perfect. Now, what was on setup I was looking at? It was my node. I've been on a beta thing of Mindnode, and the time has come to actually open the purse and get some money out. So, but I would do with that one. I would. I think it's on half price at the moment as well. So we've got Scrivener on at half price. That's fabulous. What else have we got on at half price? Carbon Copy Cloner, if you're updating, is half price. And Mindnode is half price. So yeah, it's quite good this week, apart from it's costing me a fortune. Simon says, I get more and more into setup the more you use it. Actually saves you money. Yeah, it does, as long as you don't need more than... Well, yeah, I think it would even if you were using it on multiple machines. My problem with them is, you know, it was originally 2 seats, which I think is reasonable. Then they take that away, and then it's 1 seat, and then you have to pay more. Fine. But I don't know what changes they'll make in the future. They seem to be one of these companies that adhere to that... move fast, break it off and thing. And then they come out and say, oh, sorry about that, we made a mistake. And I can't help thinking with that, you didn't make a mistake, you were being greedy. And when people reared up about it, you then changed your mind, which puts in place a kind of really strange dynamic between the company and their users, which to me is like an antagonistic thing. Instead of them coming out and being open and honest and saying, OK, up to now it's been two seats. If you purchase by X date, we will grandfather you on two seats, officially. If that had have happened, I think Mike would have subscribed. Because he's only got two Macs, so that would have worked fine, wouldn't it?
Mm.
But they didn't come out and say anything. They tried to hide it. Then they said, if you complain, we'll grandfather you. Then they said you can have an extra seat for £5. Then they had to take it down to £2.50 because people were complaining. It means that in the future, whatever they decide to do, people are going to be thinking, oh, do we need to band together and complain about it? Because if we do, they'll change their mind. What a weird dynamic to want with your customers. I don't understand the logic of that. And as I said, my problem with them straight off was I already had, the setup was made by a company who already had their own applications. And that because I had one of their own applications, they sent an email and it said, you know, setup's coming out and this is what you get. This is how much it is, blah, blah, blah. And then underneath, because it was only an email, you know, it didn't have all the details in it, it was just an email. And underneath it said, click here for more information, for more details on this service, click here. So I did, and I read about it. And then a week later, there was an option for a 7-day trial. I did not take the 7-day trial. A week later, it said, your trial's over. And I thought, what trial? That's ridiculous. No, I don't agree with that. And I thought, I could write and say, what do you mean, what trial? I didn't take a trial. I hadn't decided yet. And I thought, no, there's no point because I can't work with a company like that. So leave it be. Right. Even better, as you did the shortcut on the phone, it came up here in the chat with the shortcut, if that makes sense. I know exactly what you mean, Tony. I know exactly what you mean. trying their arm. They were. And I just think that if they'd done it once and they'd learnt their lesson, fine. And, you know, there were times like with Ulysses. Ulysses came out and said, we're going subscription. People went mental. Mental. But they were open and honest about it. They explained why and they did not change their mind. This was what we've decided. What we're going to do for people who've bought it is this, which was there was a version that you could carry on using for as long as the operating system supported it. It was exactly the same feature-wise. There was no need to change if you didn't want to. But from that point on, if you wanted updates, it was subscription. And I thought that was fair enough. At least it was open, honest. No one changed the mind, you know, all the screaming and whatever. If it isn't worth £1 a week to you, then don't use it. Simple as that. I know with like students will say, oh, but I can't afford it. No, but you can afford beer. So don't do that. So with them, if they did something in the future, I would think, well, what they've said last time, they stuck to it religiously. So same thing's going to happen. But with this one that's running setup, there was first the bait and switch at the beginning of it. Then there was the pricing that doubled. Then there was the fact you could only have it on one machine. Then extra seats were £5 and then they were £2.50. You got grandfathered, but only if you complained. I can't work with a company like that. No way. No, I don't trust you. Maybe that trust isn't that important to anybody else. And while it's working, you know, while you've got your software and it's on two machines and you're paying X for it, long may that reign. If that works for you, that's great. But do think down the line, they are in it to make money for them. And an app that's in there could totally disappear from there at any point. As they add more apps to it, it doesn't make sense that the price can stay the same. It's a bit of a pyramid selling thing going on here. Let's say that one of the apps they want to get in it, in fact, it's not even in one app, it's about four apps. They want to get in there the Rogue Amoeba apps. Now, the Rogue Amoeba apps taken together are probably about £250 if you wanted them all. And they want to put them in there. Right. Well, let's say that that happens. And then there's another company, Company A, Company B, Company C. The price has to go up because if it doesn't, the revenue to each developer is going down. The only way you can give more money to each developer is to sell more seats. And that's not sustainable forever. That's a pyramid. It isn't. But if it's working for you right now, great. And maybe, you know, if those companies like Rogue Amoeba, I can't see what would be in it for Rogue Amoeba. I really can't. All you'd be doing is taking really advanced audio apps and putting them in an arena with non-techie users, which potentially increases your expenses because you have to take on support staff for people who, you know, have no need for these apps, but hey, they're there. And to them, they're free. So I can't see how you can keep taking on more and more apps and paying those developers from the same pool of users. The only way you can do it is to get more users, but even then it's not sustainable. It's not. But we'll see how that goes. Okay. Rogue Amoeba and their aquatic theme. They're not cheap, their apps, they're not. But I do think with them, I'm glad they're there. I thank God every day they are there. Because the stuff that you can do with that, I mean, I could not do what I'm doing right now. I've got two sessions on my main machine and I'm talking to you guys. Now, if you think about how audio worked, I think about it when I left the PC. Good luck working with that. But I've got, with Loopback and Audio Hijack, I've got the audio routed separately to different devices. So they're not hearing me talk to you. You're not hearing them talk to me. Everything is totally separate and I just don't know what else could do that, so I'll pay for it. I think putting their apps in setup works for setup and it works for the setup customers, but I don't think it works for Rogue Amoeba at all. One, from the perspective of it would then be worth setups, what is it, still 10 a month, 15 a month? You basically get a year to a year and a half of setup while you're paying for their apps. But like I said, not sustainable in the future. The only people that would be losing out on that potentially is Rogue Amoeba, because you'd have all these people with, like, what does Loopback do? Oh, I've done this and now X isn't working. And the support costs would skyrocket. But there you go. Oh, Renee lost us. Oh, dear. Was that physically lost us or lost what we were talking about?
Lost what we were talking about with the multi-line thing.
We're saying we're looking for a way for Tracy to put boilerplate text in, so standard text that's on multiple lines. And I suggested Yoink. Tony's tried it out with the built-in autocorrect and it's working for him. So you lost us mentally. That happens quite a lot, Renee. I wouldn't worry about it. It's like a rite of passage, that. Well, I have to head off into, yes, another session. But, you know, eventually this will stop. I don't know when, but it will. But it has been great fun hanging out with you. And we will be back with you tomorrow. It's hump day tomorrow, Wednesday, middle of the week. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.